It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024.
In this election, fundamental freedoms are at stake. The freedom to breathe clean air and drink clean water and live free from the pollution that fuels the climate crisis.
While we were out, catching up on climate and clean energy in the 2024 presidential race. Canada's wildfires last year emitted more carbon than India. Plus,
for the first time, you know, in 100 years beginning today, the river is actually coming back to life.
The mighty Klamath River is flowing freely for the first time in a century.
All of those good news stories and the rest straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Well, I guess she's going to ban fracking. This is your Green News Report. All right, Desi Doyen, we were only gone for a week, but during that week, fire and floods and heat spells and, boy, a whole bunch of stuff happened to the climate, didn't it?
Yes, as it usually does.
Uh-huh.
While we were out, a new analysis found that Canada's record-shattering wildfires last year were a top global emitter of climate-warming carbon dioxide, releasing as much as India's annual fossil fuel emissions. The researchers warned that ongoing man-made global warming risks turning nature's carbon sinks into net carbon emitters, generating a self-reinforcing feedback loop of warming. Here in the U.S., a new analysis in the Journal of the American Medical Association calculates that last year, extreme heat killed a record number of Americans. 2023 saw more heat-related deaths in the U.S. than any other year in 25 years of record-keeping. Elsewhere, unusually intense monsoon rains triggered widespread flooding in Bangladesh that has displaced 2 million people. In Nigeria, relentless rains and floods have killed scores of people and washed away farmland, increasing concerns over food security. And Australia, where it is winter, just recorded its hottest August in more than a century of record-keeping. In politics, while we were out, 2024 Democratic presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention pledged to act on climate change as a matter of freedom. In an interview with CNN late last week, Harris said she would build on President Biden's historic investments in climate and clean energy in the Inflation Reduction Act and explained why she no longer calls for a ban on fracking.
Investing in a clean energy economy, what we've already done, creating over 300,000 new clean energy jobs. What I have seen is that we can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
Yeah, but is she going to ban fracking?
Well, also notably, CNN did not ask Harris any forward-looking policy questions about climate or energy. Harris has been endorsed by all major environmental and climate organizations, from the Sierra Club to the Sunrise Movement.
And there is a lot to look forward to that she certainly could have asked about, given the enormous record-breaking investment in climate action that the Biden-Harris administration has taken on.
Exactly.
Well done, Dana Bash.
On the same day in Wisconsin, Republican presidential nominee and climate science denier Donald Trump promised again to expand fossil fuels that cause dangerous climate change and incoherently claimed that people can't eat bacon now because of wind energy somehow. But there's also some good news. While we were out in Alaska, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland revoked a Trump administration order that tried to open up 28 million pristine acres to energy development and mining. She said it violated federal law. The decision was supported by Alaska Native tribal groups, and it restores the 50-year ban on energy development in the area.
Nice.
China has achieved its renewable electricity target 6 years early, with wind and solar deployment surpassing its 2030 goal.
Well, what do you know? It's not all that hard if you actually try.
In Norway, electric car sales set a new world record, taking a 94% share of Norway's market in August.
Wow.
And finally, on the California-Oregon border, in a significant win for tribal nations, the mighty Klamath River is flowing freely again. The largest dam removal project in U.S. history is finally complete after crews demolished the last of four century-old dams along the Klamath that had decimated its salmon and other species and degraded water quality. The land has been returned to the tribes as work begins to restore 400 miles of salmon habitat.
Excellent news. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.